Well, if things were normal in Washington, we'd be speaking today about the results from the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates and the USDA's latest crop report. But since the government shut down, that means the USDA is shut down and there's no new figures. Now, some people might say, is it a big deal to have these numbers out or not? Well, according to Bob Young from the American Farm Bureau Federation, it does put some people in the industry at a disadvantage.
One of the key things for a competitive market is that everybody knows the same thing that everybody else knows. And that's really what USDA's reports provide. Everybody knows what USDA says. But when USDA reports are not available, then folks that have private information have that much more market power, that much more market knowledge.
And Young added that the salmonella outbreak we had in California might have been caught earlier if we didn't have the shutdown.
Had we been under normal circumstances, CDC folks would have been in place right away and able to determine, hey, we've had 50 cases, for example. We got to put somebody on this. You would have had people in place. You could have picked up the phone, sent them off, and had them go to work. As it was, because you had this delay, you're up to 200-plus cases.
Now, even though we have no resolution to the government being shut down or the upcoming debt ceiling, there might be a little bit of movement coming on the farm bill. South Dakota Senator John Thune says he has sent a letter to Speaker Boehner asking for House conferees to be selected. And according to a congresswoman from his state, Kristi Noem, he says she's been assured that the House Speaker will appoint those conferees sometime next week.
I've not gotten a response to the letter, but I guess I haven't seen any confirmation of that. But I suspect that if he made that commitment to Congresswoman Noem, that that's going to happen. I just hope it happens sooner rather than later, because the sooner they make their conference committee appointments, the sooner that the Senate and the House can sit down and work out the differences and get this thing on the president's desk.
Now, despite all the negatives we've been talking about on the agriculture front, there has been one encouraging sector through this entire debate, and that is the movement forward of agricultural exports. Matter of fact, David Cooper says it's been good for all aspects of agriculture, including dairy.
I think there's a lot of great things right now. They're trying to finalize the Trans-Pacific Free Trade Agreement. There's a couple of other agreements that are in the works. We are really a global economy now. And we have to face the reality that because of being a global economy and having the amount of trade that we have, we've done some things in the United States finally. Whole milk powder instead of dry milk powder. We're starting to produce the butter that Europe is looking for. So the opportunities are endless.
Well, speaking of butter and cheese, here's your prices on this Friday morning. Blocks up another penny to 178 and one quarter of a cent per pound. Barrels up a penny and a quarter to 175 and one quarter of a cent. AA butter unchanged, 153. Class 3 prices, October, 18.19. November up a penny to 18.16. December, that's up a penny to 17.43, while January gains 8 cents to 16.96. As far as what's happening on the Board of Trade, both December and March corn dropped 5 1/4 cents. December corn, 439 and 1/4 cents per bushel. March, 452. Beans for November up fractionally to 1287 and 3/4 cents. March up 3.5 to 1271 and 3/4 cents. While December wheat's off a nickel at 685 a bushel. Livestock, no change for the fed cattle. Choice beef steers and heifers, 111 to 119. Holstein steers, they top at 107. Slaughter cows, Kettering and Utilities, 70 to 86. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 69. Replacement bull calves, 65 to 140. Your heifer calves, 60 to 135. Barrels and gilts, 74 and down. And market lambs at 130 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.